When it comes to Mardi Gras, you can never underestimate the difference between watching a parade and marching in one. The experience is so invigorating that it's no surprise that many crews grow bigger and bigger with each passing year. Take, for example, the Star-Spangled Cosmonautes, a dancing crew now in their fifth year, who's ready for the carnival season with new dance moves and big surprises. Brian Freeman spoke with one of their members on this week's Notes from New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Stromath, member of the Starstep and Cosmonautes, a carnival dance team, Celestial Bodies in Motion. We start practicing in about October. Every Sunday afternoon, we get together, learn the dances, start conditioning and getting your body ready for the parade route. It's all adrenaline-fueled fun times. Knowing how to be on a team and having to get along with different people, putting the goal first, which is finishing the parade and putting on a good show for the world. It's definitely like, playing sports at the highest level. And then the conditioning aspect is big because the parade is 6 miles and we are going all out dancing the entire time. But you don't want to get a brand new pair of shoes. You got to break them in for a few weeks before you hit the uptown route. Buy those shoes now and get them all broken in and comfortable for you bouncing around on Mardi Gras. When we get set up down on Chapultepec, when we start the uptown parade route, we're putting the final touches on our makeup and on our hair, and we're getting photos together. We're smiling, but we're also getting into that vibe. So definitely have to prepare and become a character, a sassy, space alien. For our particular team, we don't have a set costume. We invite all of our members to wear whatever they feel comfortable in, whether it's a turtleneck or a bustier. It's about being confident. You can't look good unless you're confident out there. One year, it was our first year doing Knicks. We were lined up on Jefferson getting ready to go on. And the 610 Stompers happened to be across the way of us on Jefferson Avenue. We decided to put up our music pretty loud and get them going to do a dance off. It was the most insane memory of that year of Mardi Gras. We would like to say that we won the dance off. They might say differently. There's a lot of sisterhood. It's so much fun to see everybody's dance moves. Most of these women are working full-time jobs or moms or in school, and they're able to put a lot of effort into, costuming and performing. I joined the Cosmonautes and eventually Cru de Lune by myself, knowing one other person. Now I've got almost 100 friends that I can network with, ask questions about anything related to work, living in New Orleans. So that's been the biggest perk of joining the Cosmonautes, is having a built-in group of friends that are interested in the same things. I never knew I'd be a part of it, but now it consumes a lot of my life, but I wouldn't have it any other way.